opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Ron. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the show, talk show, Ask L.
This is L.
This is L. Thank you for listening in.
What happened there in the beginning?
I don't know what happened. Okay, so if you're listening, get your pencils out to get these numbers, phone numbers to call in. I'll repeat them again later. It's 530-605-4567. Please call in questions, anything you want to chime in. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com, live green button, and listen to us.
And if you're shy, you can text me.
Right. Ask Al. You can text her at
707-499-8999. And I know it's out of the area code, but it's such an easy number.
Yes. And
I'm holding on to
we're brought to you by our sponsor, Carlene. Carlene Lyon from Carlene's Restaurant.
Amazing food.
Hey, they have this thing at 4 to 6 every day.
Happy
in
hour.
A bar. It's
yes.
called, Christine says, happy hour. And
Christine.
dinner. Deja Vu also brings us to you. And what else? We have
Deja Brew.
Deja Brew, yeah, the coffee
Deja Vu,
shop.
Deja Brew.
So we have tonight some special guests.
We do have special guests.
Oh, you want to introduce them first and then tell everybody what we're talking about?
Charles is our special guest in the studio tonight, and he's just kind of weighing in because of the topic, which is about how awesome men are. Men are awesome, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'm glad somebody recognized that.
But I want to.
Oh, wait, we also have Christine.
And Christy's here. She's kind of silent. She said she's not going to participate. I'm not believing her.
Oh, she's pulling the mic closer.
I do want.
You don't need the mic if you're silent.
She's going to keep me in line. But I do want. You know, Charles has a very special kind of business. And tell everybody your full name and what you do.
Well, Charles Wayne Clark Jr., which hence CWC Cycle Works, which is a bike repair shop and. It's actually a new sideline for me. I'm an amateur racer, and my main line of work is a sign maker by trade. Actually, almost 30 years of manufacturing signs and painting signs around Shasta County. And the bike thing kind of came to be. And so I do modifications, customization, build wheels.
Repairs.
All repairs.
Upgrades.
All that.
All that.
You actually almost made signs for my pharmacy many years
ago. I did. I even gave Ron a bid.
Yeah.
I got shot down.
Don't you do photography? Do you do photography too?
I used to do photography, but sadly in 2017 with the Snowmageddon, my studio got flooded and destroyed about 90% of my equipment.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, so that kind of ended that career.
If you have a camera and you want a good picture, bring it to him. He didn't mind to take a picture for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, before you get started,
we
need to talk about one amazing man here tonight before we get into
we do have an amazing man here in this. So we got a couple. We got a few.
Couple,
we got three. But Liam.
Liam, our
speaking
producer.
Speaking of amazing, our producer.
So Liam.
Let's hear it.
You just came back from.
I came back from L.A.
Yes. And what happened while you were in L.A.?
Well, I mean, everything's always up in the air until there's a contract. But I might be able to get some marketing budget and.
For
my album, which, well.
That's
originally. So yeah, originally it was going to be an 8-song project, but I met with some A&Rs. And we were just talking about marketability, especially in, like, the climate right now. And so we're cutting the album in half and doing 2 4-song projects, like, back-to-back within 6 months.
Nice.
It's way more marketable.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations so far.
Anyways.
And this guy, Liam, he's phenomenal. He's
old soul.
An old soul.
He's only 18?
An anomaly because, 18? Yeah.
Thank
definitely.
You.
Old soul. Old amazing. Soul. So happy to
He's
have
an
him
older
in the
soul
studio.
Than I am, even.
Yeah, well.
Right, Liam?
Your nose is growing, Ron, which no one will notice. It's a tiny little
Well, thank you for that, Liam, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So, let's. What do you want to talk about now?
We are going to talk about, you know, my golden night is just to kind of press in around how amazing men are, because men are getting kind of a bad rap these days, and I am really my goal, my torch, is to sort of turn that around and shed some light on how amazing men really are. So that's what we're going to talk about, and why I say that. And so I'm just going to launch into it. And y'all know I use notes, so I'm probably going to sound like I'm reading off my notes, and I am. But, you know, I want to start with, no matter where a man is in his stage of life, whether he's just new into this world and young or older in age, every man is born into this world with a desire to be a hero. And I think that if we change our perspective to start to see men more like how they are actually designed and their factory settings are, they want to be heroes. They want to help. They want to provide what's needed. They want to save the day. They want to matter. Ron's over here like pumping his arms. Like I'm
amazing.
I feel affirmed.
I know. I'm amazing.
Men want to make a difference. Desire to impact. So this is what it is to be a man. And so men at every stage are basically interacting with their own sense of who they are, their own sense of self. And if you guys disagree with what I'm saying, any listeners disagree with what I'm saying, weigh in, because I'm not saying that everything I'm saying is right, but it, you know, it's based on 20 years of me studying this subject really in an attempt to change the course of what a shitty wife I was. Am I allowed to say that? I was not.
You just said it.
I was awful. So our producer's laughing at me.
I bleeped you.
I got bleeped. Okay.
You know, I'm wondering if we'll get more men or women calling in tonight.
I don't know.
I am so curious. But we have a male caller first already.
We have a caller?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob.
What about Bob?
Bob. Are we taking Bob's call right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I want to speak to Charlie.
Oh my gosh! I have a fan.
And you have a nickname. We didn't know, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie, you've had a fan for many years. You know me.
You're gonna have to refresh my mind.
Double R.
Oh my gosh, Bob! Oh my gosh! You gotta come by and visit me.
You're still at the same place?
I sure am. So, Bob gave me a break when I was a young man and hired me at his sign shop, Double R Signs, on Victor.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
And I haven't heard his voice in, gosh, how long's it been? 20?
Oh, at least.
Yeah. I'm so happy you're still around.
Yeah. You know that Betty's gone, right?
Yeah, I did. I'm really sorry about that. She was an awesome lady.
You were talking about bikes. Are you working on bikes now?
I'm doing signs and bicycles, yeah.
Yeah, how about e-bikes? Are you doing anything with those?
I'll help you out. You bring it on by, I'll help you out. I'll help you out.
I don't have any problems right now, Charlie, but I was talking to my daughter in Washington about an e-bike that I wanted to get.
Okay.
And she said, we'll buy it for you.
Oh, nice.
So she bought it for me. So it didn't cost me anything.
All right. But,
it's a lot of fun to ride it. I haven't ridden a bicycle for I don't know how many years.
Well, that's really great, Bob. I'm really happy that you're still active and stuff. And yeah. I had such a good time working for you. And Betty and the guys, and it was really, you really helped me out a lot. So
yeah, well that's great. That's great to hear, Charlie. And then I know you've always done well yourself. So
well, thank you.
You take care, and I'll stop by to see you sometime.
Oh, I would love that. And boy, you made my day,
Bob. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
That makes boys one and girls zero so far.
So far, yes. That was awesome.
I can't believe that.
That's so cool.
Away from the past.
That guy had a really interesting thing. He was an orphan, and he created that shop out of just sheer will.
So he was your mentor?
One of many.
One of many.
Very brave person.
We're gonna. You mentioned that you had a lot of good men in your life, and at a certain point, where I want to get to that, kind of talk about the men that influenced you. What?
It's almost time for a break.
What?
I don't know, it went fast, huh? Well, let's take a real quick break. Don't hang up, everybody. Don't turn us off. But I'll come back with some phone numbers in a few minutes. Get your pencils.
Get your pencils.
Okay? All right. Break time.
Well, you can't beat them up cause they're bigger than you. You can't live with them and you just can't shoot on them.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Decorations to choose from, plus clothing.
All right, folks, we're back. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Talk Show at KCNR. I hope you have your pencils up so you can write down this phone number to call us. We've already had one call. It was a guy. So we're got, this guy's one to girls zero.
Okay.
So we're going to see how many women call.
I want to shout out to, we have so many faithful.
Wait, I got to give the phone number first.
Okay.
It's 530-605-4567. Please call girls, guys, and, or you can go on your phone, kcnr1460.com, live button, green button. Our show is brought to you by our sponsor, wonderful sponsor, Carlene Lyon from Carlene's Restaurants. And they have that crazy good thing, 4 to 6 every day at the bar.
Happy hour.
Christy says it's the bar, happy hour. And brought to you also by Deja Vu and Deja Brew.
Yep.
Great breakfast lunches.
And phenomenal coffee.
And once again, guys, it is a contest all of a sudden.
Yes. It is.
Guys and girls.
Guys are 1 to 0.
Magically.
Come on, girls. Once again. You guys are behind. You need to call in.
Do texts count?
No. No.
They don't?
No. Has to be called.
Well, I'm getting text.
No, it has to be live calls.
Has to be live calls. Call in. But I do want to, we have some really faithful listeners across the country that I want to acknowledge. Joni.
Oh.
Joni.
Hi, Joni.
She listens every Tuesday night. Her son is Chris Webby. He's a famous rapper. And, my friend Eric from New York. Davin is always listening in and commenting. And, there's a few others.
Well, speaking of rapper, you are a famous rapper, too.
Oh, yes, I am.
What is it? Famous grandma, fastest grandma rapper?
Fastest senior citizen rapper.
That's a title you own, right?
I own that.
And
title,
where can we all hear that at?
We're learning so much on this show.
No, I really can rap for you right now.
Well,
like,
well, we probably can't wrapped up.
There's a lot of bad language.
Yeah, maybe a karaoke at Monroe's. We could do that one.
My kids are probably dying right now. Christy, like, please don't.
You have to hear this. You have not heard it.
I want to hear elf rapping. Is this a real thing?
It's real.
Grandma rapping?
Yeah.
Do we like beatbox for you or something?
Liam, you would be impressed.
You ever heard of Tech9?
No.
Okay. It's meaningless to you then.
Hey, maybe after the show, she'll do a sample for you.
How do we get on that? I'm so curious.
You said rapper. Her son's a rapper.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Famous rapper. And you came to mind.
Phenomenal rapper. Chris Webby, he does. His work is amazing.
Well, see, there's another amazing man.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Amongst many. I'm going to just say, on behalf of my friend Joni, her father left a legacy that is incredible. That family, what a gift.
My dad, too. Peter Lim.
Phenomenal.
Anybody remember Peter Lim? Lim's for a Cafe? Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. I got the privilege of being able to help out there while it was closing,
right.
And the stories had me gutted.
Someday we should talk about that, maybe.
That would be a good topic. Tonight's topic is really just about how amazing men are and this amazing.
Yes, and it should be about men.
Why?
Oh, that's because right now.
I'm just curious. Why?
Because me and Charles and Liam are here.
Yes, well, you guys are all amazing.
Really amazing guys.
All amazing. So, just going through my notes, I was saying earlier that what it means to be a man is men are constantly interacting with their own sense of self. So their own sense of rightness and... you can describe a man's life as a process of having the world be a reflection of who he is. So in other words, you're working, like you are self-contained. You're developing who you are. You're developing your character. And so when they say a man is only as good as his word, his word is who he is. And men are constantly working to develop their character. I don't know, weigh in on this.
Yeah,
what do you think?
That's absolutely.
Well, before you weigh in,
yeah.
we should take this call. We actually have a girl calling.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay.
Jen. We have Jen on the phone.
Jen.
Yeah, so now you're 1-1. I don't know which Jen, but, but you're 1-1 now.
Okay.
All right, let's hear from Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Is it my Jennifer?
Yeah, so I have a question. Okay, so this topic is about men, right? So
yeah.
I am somebody who I've never been a bridesmaid and never been a bride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And so for me, over time, it's like I know men are awesome, but really, I really haven't been able to experience that. So I think my question for you is, like, how do I, moving forward in my life, go through life and really believe that men are awesome, or, like, really be able to put trust into a man?
I get that, Jennifer, and that's a phenomenal question.
You have me, Jennifer.
I appreciate that question.
Well, you're my best friend, Ron. So.
Jennifer happens to be Ron's best friend, and Ron is a good man, and Charles is too.
Charles, thank you, and Liam is too.
So we've got some really good men.
I think that's a question for both sexes, really.
So, you know, Jen, all I really have, I mean, unless you come see me in my office.
Where is that?
So my answer is really going to be a knee-jerk answer, and that is a lot of us retraining our minds to recognize what's healthy and what's not healthy. And then, like you brought to the table last week, you know, you brought that phenomenal book that you've read and worked through, Attachment Issues. And, you know, with that, that was eye-opening for me, learning to, just start to see things through the lens of people that potentially have avoidant attachment styles. Or do I? Or what's my attachment style? So it's, I think, learning to recognize what the signs are of what is a good man. You know, and a good man is going to want to be a good provider, be a good protector, is definitely concerned about the well-being and welfare of those he's responsible for, and he takes that very seriously. Holds himself accountable for the happiness of everybody that's under his responsibility. And so if a man is, you know, right out of the gate, careful with the flattery. I mean, you and I are learning that, you know, careful with the flattery. But if a man right out of the gate is if a man makes you feel bad in your gut right out of the gate, run. Because no good man wants to make a woman feel bad or make a woman feel responsible for his feelings or lash out in anger as though she's done something. Those are signs to run. Or somebody that is, you know, not available, doesn't call, doesn't text. You're questioning their intentions. You know, those might be the kind we're used to being exciting as we have to chase them. There's something in our background that it's used to, I can't cuss, okay? Bottom holes.
Yeah, that
bottom holes.
It's really true. A good man is going to make himself known.
Yeah.
They wear their heart on their sleeve.
Yeah.
In this county, you got to start with the basics. Does he have a job and a driver's license? My advice would be, how is he with his family? How does he feel about his family?
Really good.
Yeah. You know, you get to know the person's parents if they have them. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to know a lot about that person's upbringing and how they're reacting to relationships.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes a long time to find good, genuine people these days. It's sad, but it's true.
Hey, Jen.
You gotta be patient.
Yeah.
Oh,
one for the girls, another one for the
boys. I have to talk to Jen because I can relate to this.
We love
it. So, Jen, when I had
hi.
To.
Hi.
Hi.
She's talking.
Christy just showed up.
I tried to duct tape my mouth, but it didn't work.
I knew it wasn't going to,
So, the thing that I had to learn was you have to let him be kind to you because your wall is going to be up because you've been knocked down so many times that your trust is broken. So the next guy that comes along and is like, I'm going to be good to you, you're going to be waiting for that ball to drop and you're going to be on edge and you're not going to trust his intentions. So
my
boyfriend now, it took a long time for me to let him in, and he said, will you please just let me be kind to you? Please? Just let
They're
me
looking
nice
for good
for
receivers.
That's really good.
A good man wants a receiver. You have to be able to receive his.
It's
kindness.
Hard when you've been when you've been hit.
Yeah,
it's hard. So let him. That's my advice.
Yeah,
let him.
People have their own agendas for sure.
That's right.
And Alison Armstrong, whom I love, is an author. You guys can all look her up. I've studied her for years. Most of what I talk about, a lot of it, not most of it, but a lot of it comes from her. She says that if the chemistry is a 10, run. Mm-hmm. Do not. If the chemistry is a 10, as a woman, you're going to turn yourself into a pretzel trying to make yourself pleasing to him. And if you're a man, you're going to spend money you don't have.
Oh, my goodness.
And so what she said, if the chemistry is...
We're all a different shade of red now.
I'm not done.
Oh.
There's more.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if he's a 6 and you look at him and you think, okay, I could sleep with that, and he's got all these other qualities of being a good man, showing up as a good man, then that's probably going to be a good person to date.
I don't know. I totally agree with what you're saying.
I get
there's
it.
Always
chemistry is crack.
Huh?
Chemistry is crack. We are all addicted. Run from it. The chemistry is crack.
I know. That's the most.
We are all crackheads for chemistry, and it messes us up.
I feel like at some point in my life, never being married and never having a relationship over 2 years, that there's going to be somebody out there that literally, like, there's going to be that chemistry, and it's going to be everything I ever hoped for and everything I hear about that other people, you know, have experienced.
Well, you certainly
except
deserve that.
You do deserve that.
We all deserve
except
that.
Except for women like us who, you know, we've had trauma and drama and in our past, we have a hard time with the initial, you know, the narcissist is very tricky.
Yeah.
And that chemistry can be so deceptive. And So learning to look for the bigger qualities, even then we can sometimes be fooled. Looking for the bigger qualities. But you got to have some chemistry. I mean, you know, six or seven, it means, okay, I'm not going to, you know, yak trying to, you know, be with this person. But, you know, there's potential there. And then the other parts develop, you know, the rest of it.
So that might be my problem my whole life, is I've always looked for that major chemistry.
Well, it's just, it fools us, because what it does is it replicates being upset. And we have trauma and drama in our background. And so that person that comes on with chemistry, they're also going to come with a lot of other things, like maybe not necessarily available all the time. Their behavior starts changing. Maybe they're showing us a lot of attention at first, but then the attention wanes off, and then we're grasping for it. And so it's tricky, because we have come to believe that tension equals love, and it doesn't. That tension equals something that's not healthy.
So you're saying it's like Bonnie and Clyde had chemistry.
Exactly.
And they ended up dying in gunfire.
That's
right?
A great example. Yeah. You know, we romanticize this whole. I'm not saying chemistry can't be there, but you know, it's the three C's: chemistry, communication, and compatibility. So yeah. You can have great compatibility and great communication. The chemistry can be low, and it'll be a phenomenal relationship. If you have phenomenal chemistry, and then all of a sudden you're scared to be yourself, you're scared to bring up issues, you can't put things on the table, it's uncomfortable, you don't want to scare them, you don't want to push them off, you don't want to, you know, scare them away, run. Because those are all signs that suddenly you're turning yourself into a pretzel, because the chemistry is so powerful, you're on crack. You are now addicted to that situation. So, you know.
You're right. It seems like, you know, that's what happens with me a lot, is like, it starts out so strong and so fast, but it fizzles out because it's fast.
Exactly, because they get us attached, or so whoever gets you attached when they're in that. It's not a healthy way of showing up for a relationship. So,
and taking time is a good thing.
I don't know.
You know what? Women are bonders. This whole thing about taking time, I want to clear this up really quick. I know we're getting close to taking a break, but I do want to clear this up. Okay. Women live into space. That's why we get caught by narcissists, because narcissists give us a future and that space. So we live into that space, and the more space we're given, the more we live into it. And then we show up really well, and then all of a sudden that person just slams the trap door down, and then, you know, it's puzzling, baffling, confusing. For that. So women, for us to take time is not necessarily a very natural or easy thing for us to do. It's all in space. Give us a week, we'll live in 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks, we'll live into 2 weeks. Give us a month, we'll live into that month.
Okay.
Tell us you're going to marry us, and well, we're screwed.
Oh. I thought this was supposed to be a show about how awesome men were.
Well, what happened?
Well, you kind of messed that up, Colin.
I'm playing with my cord. I'm so embarrassed.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to take a break real quick.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show. We've been on a break, short break. We are back, sponsored by Deja Vu and Deja Brew and Carlene's Restaurant. Don't forget, they have that crazy thing at the bar, 4 to 6. Call happy hour. Christy told me what it meant.
Wait, okay. Really?
Yeah, she did.
Did Christy tell you?
Yeah, Christy told me. All right, so if you have your pencils out, here's the phone number to call us. We have had two calls so far. We got one for the boys, one for the girls, so it's even so far. So the number is...
Oh, go ahead.
Five. Thank you. 530-605-4567, or you can go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button and listen to us. Please call in. Chime in. Anything you want to talk about. And, Elle, what were you going to say?
Oh, I am just going to share. I've got some texts coming in. So I was going to share the text coming in because, you know, we told people to text, so they're texting. Right. So Joni says, chemistry can develop as you get to know someone. I find someone who's has a quick sense of humor very attractive. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, humor's kind of, you know.
Yeah, you get through tough times with
you
humor.
Really can. I love smarts and someone who is kind and takes care of themselves. As you get older, the things that are a turn-on change and become less about the physical. Well, thank you, Joni, for that, because I think that that is, yeah. You know, makes a lot of sense.
Putting the toilet lid down just gets...
Yeah.
And she said, she also said every boy wants to be a superhuman.
Yeah.
So, that was good. Do we have a caller? Is that going on?
No,
so, I got once I got a text from Eric.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, Eric's awesome. Such a good supporter. Thank you, Eric. You are so faithful. Once a teenager starts to physically look like a man, he is held to a really high standard. They start to be looked at as full-grown men. It's nice to gain immediate respect, but it's a catch-22. What do you think about that? So, no, nobody wants to weigh in on that. There's more, but I just thought that that was a really good point because...
Maybe read that again. Read that again. I kind of blanked out. I had a blank moment.
That's okay. Once a teenager starts to physically look like a man, he's held to a really high standard. They start to be looked at as full-grown men, so it's nice to gain immediate respect, but catch 22.
Well, you know, I had the opposite problem. I always looked really young, and it was kind of like a curse for me. And I actually told my dad one time, you know, I need to have a really bad accident on my dirt bike and get some scars on my face.
So he was giving you respect.
Yes, I get a little more respect. I look too much like a little kid. And that's why I grew my beard.
Yeah, I have.
At a really young age, I grew a mustache and a beard right out of high school to get that effect.
Well, at least you could.
Yeah.
You had that option.
Yeah, I'm working on that mature look.
Ron's still trying to grow facial hair.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even gotten through... if you guys could only see what's going on behind the scenes here.
What?
Haven't you? Yes.
What about... in addition to what he was saying, like, I kind of recently learned how much pressure men have on them, and we as women don't recognize or realize.
Yeah.
They have a lot of pressure.
They do.
To provide, to protect, to be seen and known as a man, mm-hmm. which entails so many things.
Yes.
Can they fix things? Can
Absolutely.
They build things?
Yeah.
You know, can they grow facial hair?
Yes,
do they
exactly.
have broad enough shoulders?
Exactly.
They, there's so much. Are they good in bed? Are they, there's so much pressure
on them.
A
lot of pressure.
Them, and
it's
we
a big
don't
job.
Realize
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah. And they are the caretakers of the
caretakers.
Women and the children
yes.
and the truck and the home and, you know, their job and.
And the protector.
And the protector.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Emotions, physical.
They have
everything.
A lot of stress that they don't tell us about.
We're not supposed
right.
to.
Right.
No,
you're
supposed
man.
To deal with it
we're yourself. Supposed to deal with it ourselves. And
well,
then
you're kind of designed that way.
It, we are. And you could carry a lot. But it's sad seeing what's happening to the definition of men these days.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
so? Let's talk about that.
Ripping that down, those roles that we're born into.
Yeah, what happened to the old school chivalry?
Well, look at the Army recruiting ads now for the Army on how they recruit, now. I can't even describe it. You would have to just go, why? It's just like, it's nothing about being tough or strong or defending anything. It's about just, you know, showing up and kind of being there. That's not what we're about.
Men have a biological need for purpose.
Purpose.
And they're losing their sense of purpose by being
right.
told,
right.
we can't open a door for a woman. You know, we can't do the roles that we were genetically made to
right.
do. That's hard on the psyche of a male. Where do I fit in?
Yeah.
How do I feel fulfilled? How do I have a sense of purpose in life?
Yeah.
There's a high percentage of the male population that still wants to live in the traditional male roles, and it's almost like we're having to re-educate. What is that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's
what does
teaching
that mean?
Them.
Yeah.
I am.
Nobody's teaching them all that.
Well, the lack of having a father.
Yeah.
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 That's a problem.
And the new masculine female role is stepping all over it. We're like, we can do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't need
that,
a man.
That
we're
too.
Independent,
yeah,
you know?
Too.
But, you know, there's that. But I do get a lot of women in my office that come in, and when we start talking about maybe... You know, maybe what you're really wanting is to understand how you are designed as a woman. Brain structure, chemistry, and more often than not, my female clients, we end up going into talking about the feminine roles, the feminine design, and they are excited and feel satisfied and happy that, oh my goodness, that's an option.
I get to be a girl.
That's an option.
Yeah.
I can be a girl.
Yay.
So we start talking about that, and then they know what to look for. If you are a feminine woman and you want to live into that femininity and it speaks to you and it resonates with you, then you start realizing that, okay, what you're going to be looking for is a masculine man. What does that look like? So mm-hmm. I do a lot of that kind of more often than not. That's why I ended up doing this on the radio show is okay, you're
Sorry.
Giving me sign language and I'm stuttering.
We have a caller.
Okay.
And it's a girl.
Okay.
Which makes it what now, Liam? 2-2? 2-2.
We're losing.
We're
okay.
losing. The guys are losing.
Joni.
No, we're 2-2. We're 2-2.
Guys are shy.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
A girl.
Yeah,
I
are.
Love it.
Hi, Joni.
The scale. Hi, Joni.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing? I've been listening all night. And, one thing you just brushed on, which I thought was real important, somebody says, you know, and a lot of these kids don't have fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Our society has changed so much
yeah.
over these past generations. And I'm, as you know, I'm a little older than you. When I was a kid, I really didn't know very many people. I can't even, trying to think of anybody I knew that I was friends with who came from a divorced family.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. No, that it was a strange thing to
yeah.
come from a divorced family.
Culture changes.
It
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
You know, and so these boys that I grew up with all had role models. They all had fathers
mm-hmm.
that were out working and coming home at the end of the day. And a lot of us had at-home moms because, you know, we were growing up in the 50s and the 60s. And
right.
that's kind of the way things were. And, you know, when the nuclear family broke up like that, and these young boys were growing up then without fathers, and I taught for 40 years, so I saw, you know, lots of that.
Man,
you know.
You saw decades of change.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, I mean, we tend to mirror the kinds of things that we grow up with. You know, as you get older, you begin to see your mother, your grandmother coming out in the things that you're doing. And I'm sure for guys, they see a lot of the things that their fathers would have done.
Yeah. Well, Joni, do you have any hope for our future generations?
Well, you know, I do because I think that, you know, shows like this where we're trying to build strong relationships is important. And it's not so much men are awesome, but what makes men awesome?
That was the title of the show, Men Are Awesome and Here's Why. But really, it's been so charged so far that I've not even got past the first page of my notes, which is good because that gives us, it'll bleed over until next week. But I like what you're saying because, you know, one of the things that a man does for boys is he imposes judgment on that boy. And that judgment, you know, it's like you're better, you know, the man can say to the boy, you're better than this, do better. And that judgment has a boy testing himself against his own honor. And that is missing in a lot of families. And so, you know, for a boy to get that, he needs a teacher or uncle, somebody that he can, a coach, a neighbor, somebody that he can look up to that can give him that judgment. Iron sharpens iron. Men sharpen each other. Women are horrified by it. We try to protect our boys from it,
A strong male figure in their life makes all the difference. A friend of my dad's was here yesterday telling me about his nephew who he took on as a troubled 13-year-old kid. And the guy's married now and has a new baby. But that kid was an Eagle Scout before Howie was done with him. An Eagle Scout.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to achieve. But, you know, he had an older cousin and an uncle who were inspiring him. And he was able to reach his potential.
Made all the difference.
We have a lot of mentoring programs. You know, Ron said, do you have any hope? You know, a lot of people who have extra time as a teacher, they were always looking for mentors in the school.
Hey, Joni,
you know, and,
I hate to interrupt you, Joni, but we need to take a break. I want to thank you for calling, and either you can...
Thank you so much, Joni.
Yeah.
What you had to say was so good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night, okay?
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, I was getting caught up in that music, Liam.
I was.
Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the talk show Ask Elle. We're back from our break. And again, I want to thank you to our sponsor, Carlene's Restaurant, and Deja Vu, along with Deja Brew, great coffee place. And if you get your pencils out, it's not too late to call. I think, where are we, Liam? 2-2 and the girls?
We're guys? 2-2.
2-2. We're even, so come on, guys. Break this tie. Call in at 530-605.
Does Bob really count, though? That was the call.
Yes, he does.
That was like a business deal more than a call.
605-4567.
That's almost the Charlie show.
Listen in at KCNR1460.com. Live green button.
Back text in. 707-4999 if you want to text in if you're shy.
Okay.
I'll read it off
so
my phone. I'll
try
to.
Where were we before the break? Oh, we were on the phone with Joni.
You know,
thank
yeah,
you again, Joni, for calling.
She is in, awesome.
And where were we?
A great call.
Great
yeah.
call.
I think it's just we really need to invest in the American family to have healthy relationships in the future. I think it's kind of the lesson here.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yep.
All right. You said we have way too much for this show.
Well, I mean, it was a lot. I didn't even get through the first paragraph of my notes. And I have, okay. as you know, 67 pages.
It's like a book.
Sorry.
We're going to continue this next week. Okay, whatever we don't do. All right. We're having so much fun in the studio with Charles.
Thank you.
And Christy.
Thank you for
and
having
Leah.
Me. It's been
yeah,
awesome.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, it's great. Great that you're here. Yeah, it's always been like just me against the girls.
It's not fair.
I want to know yeah. about boredom. This is new to me, and
yeah.
I've never
boredom.
Thought about it.
Yeah. So boredom, it's interesting because as moms, you know, I'm just going to say, as women, we have this kind of awareness that is different than men. We've talked about this before on the show. Men are single focused, so you are focused on a specific thing, you're wanting to produce one result. You have committed to that one thing that you're focused on. And so it has all your attention. You're able to basically filter out anything not pertinent to whatever that goal is that you are giving your attention to. So a man's attention to something carries a lot of value. Where we as women, we have what's called diffuse awareness. So we don't single focus like men do. We have diffuse awareness. That word diffuse means we pour into. So we're pouring into our environment, which means everything has our attention all at the same time. And you're nodding your head, so you get it, Christy.
Yep.
So women, we are pouring into our environment. We live outside of our bodies, and everything is pulling at our attention. It's noisy, and it's mean. It's like, oh, this needs to be taken care of. That needs to be taken care of. The trash needs to be taken care of. The dog's dirty. It's going to get mud on my doorstep, and the couch cushions are crooked, and the laundry's piled up. But, you know, I've got something back there in the laundry room. And it's, now I'm not going to be able to get to that load I want to get to because there's something else going in the way. But what about the dishes in the sink? I need to wash that specific
That's
pan because I got dinner
brain.
To cook. I got dinner to cook tonight. What am I doing for dinner? I need onions. I got to go to the store for onions. And so we are focused everywhere all at once, in addition to knowing where every single kid is and what their temperature is and what they're feeling, what they're doing, what they're not doing. We've got it all. So we don't understand when a boy comes to us, we say we have a boy, and I have a boy, and they say, I'm bored. And we look at him like, you bumped your cotton picking head. There's 1,010 things to do. Pick one. But to a boy, when he's saying, I'm bored, he's got a problem to solve. And that is, he's not found anything worthy of his very precious attention. So if we miss the opportunity to help him find a project that may produce a really good result with really big points, he's going to solve that problem on his own, and we may not like it. It may be something that we're, you know, dreading down the road. So if we have a son that comes, and I want to bring up the remote. The remote, when a man has the remote control, it weighs into this conversation. I got enough time to talk about this. When a man has a remote and he's flipping through the channels and flipping through the channels and flipping through the channels, and we're like, we have seen 110 things we're right now with as women that we're willing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You've just passed 110 things that we're willing to watch, and the man's like flipping, 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 flipping.
I can answer.
Throws the remote down. Well, I want to say what I say, and then I want to hear if I'm right. Okay. I'd love to hear from you if I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just got it all wrong, and I don't mind being wrong. Maybe a little bit I do. But if the man throws the remote down and is like, there's nothing to watch, and we're like, what? What he's really saying is, I haven't found anything worthy of my single-focused attention. So if you're a creature that is single-focused on one thing at a time, there's a lot of value in what you're going to put your focus
That's
on.
That's crazy, because I... No, this is crazy. I don't watch movies, like on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because all the time, I'll be like, oh, this kind of looks good. And I'll get maybe like 30 minutes in, like long enough to have committed to it, and it sucks. And then I've just wasted like my time, and now I'm not going to watch a movie. So I don't watch movies.
Yeah.
For that exact reason.
Yeah.
See, if I'm trying to watch a TV show, I'll watch like the first 5 minutes of the pilot. And if I don't like it, I'm not watching the TV show.
Yeah. See, it's not worthy of your very precious, single-focused attention. I mean, there's a lot of value to a man in that single focus. Okay.
I'm kind of really weird that way.
Yeah,
I do singly focus on things I'm passionate about and working on at the time. But I also can multitask better than some men can. And I have kind of the ability to, like, how you explained your brain works.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of like that a little bit, too. But the TV remote thing, sitting there flipping through channels, I don't care what's on the TV. I'm in my head thinking about completely other things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Men like to self-reflect.
Yeah.
And we like quiet time. And we go into our mind and we're making plans.
The brain cave.
Yeah, we're thinking. We're you know, coming up with solutions and problem solving. We're just flipping channels because it's just, you know, it's just Biden time.
Yeah, there's nothing there that's more worthy than what you've got your mind focused on problem solving.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just pastime.
Well,
why we're thinking.
I have a question for you. Are you left-handed?
No. I'm ambidextrous.
Okay. So I do want to throw something in on that. Men that are left-handed or ambidextrous. They do have more connective tissue between the two hemispheres. So the corpus callosum is a little more...
That's a big word.
Corpus callosum.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She said that really well, too.
Corpus callosum. There's more connective tissue.
Made it sound really good.
Gosh, I'm impressed.
I sound way more impressive than I really am. On paper, I look great.
Big word.
Okay.
But because men that are left-handed, or like you said, ambidextrous, even more so... there's more connective tissue between the two hemispheres. So, because of that, because women's brain has more connective tissue between the two hemispheres than a man's brain, so we are able to go back and forth between the two hemispheres more easily, so we're able to connect thoughts with feelings and a little more multitasking. So if you're left-handed, that's why I asked, or ambidextrous, then you do have that capability of going back and forth a little easier than a lot of men would. So you also have the ability to connect a little bit to your feelings.
Thank you. And sometimes it can be a hindrance. Sometimes I'll get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of freeze like a deer in headlights, like, oh my gosh, I got laundry to do. I need to think of something for dinner. I got a possible job to do. I got something in the backyard that needs to be tended to. And you know what? I'm not going to do any of it.
Yeah. Problem solved.
It'll work out tomorrow.
I'm a problem solver. I'm not doing any of it.
I have a question for Charles. So one of the most common complaints about females is we don't get enough attention, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guys at work,
yes.
You know. Mm. Why aren't you texting me? Why aren't you calling me? Don't you love me? Because they're singularly focused on work.
Right.
So how does the male brain work when you're focused on a project or you're building something or you're working and focus on the girl at the same time?
That's a really good question. And I've had problems in past relationships because of that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
And I would purposely sometimes even set a timer. I would set a timer that if I got involved in a big project and I was dating somebody at the time in a relationship, that I would keep the eye on the clock and make sure to reach out to that person.
Wow.
That's a really nice thing to do.
That's a really nice thing.
But then you know what happened?
And evolved.
Then you know what happened? Then she's like, why are you calling me all the time?
Well, okay.
Okay, we're getting close.
We're getting close. That's why it's an X now.
Yeah, we're getting close to quitting time, so we're going to have
out of time.
We have to carry this on next week. So
awesome.
You guys
you'll be here
the
next
best.
Week again, and Christy, maybe I don't know.